Welcome back to another deep dive with Mattress Advisory.
Good to be here.
Before we jump in, just a quick reminder, check out the links with this deep dive. We've got some exclusive discounts waiting for you there. Don't miss out.
Definitely worth a click. So today we're getting into the Lisa original mattress.
Right.
But specifically, we're looking at safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the materials, the certifications.
Mm.
What makes it potentially a healthier choice?
Okay, yeah, that's huge. Because comfort is, like, the first thing everyone thinks about, obviously.
Of course.
But what the mattress is made of, that directly impacts your sleep yeah. environment, right? Your health, even.
Absolutely. It's the stuff you're breathing in all night. And one of the first big things that stands out with Lisa is fire safety.
Okay. What are they doing differently then?
Well, instead of using fiberglass, which gets talked about a lot.
Yeah, not always positively.
Right, or, you know, chemical fire retardants.
Yeah.
They use rayon as their fire barrier.
Rayon. Okay, so what's the deal with rayon? Is it safer?
Well, the idea is that it keeps things safe without those sort of harsh additives. Rayon is basically a fiber made from cellulose, often from wood pulp. It's presented as a way to meet safety standards without the things people worry about, like fiberglass irritation.
Makes sense. I mean, if you've got kids jumping on the bed or sensitive skin yourself.
Exactly.
The thought of tiny glass fibers getting loose is not great.
No, definitely not. And the info we looked at says Lisa uses fire retardant yarn with this rayon barrier. It's described as like 100% regenerated cellulose.
So more of a natural-based approach, chemically speaking.
That seems to be the angle, yeah. Avoiding the chemicals while still meeting the fire standards.
Okay, so fire safety is one piece. What about the foams themselves? That's the bulk of the mattress, right?
It is. And this is where another certification comes in, CertiPure US.
Ah, yes, CertiPure US. You see that label quite a bit. What's it actually telling us?
It's a pretty key indicator, actually. It means the foams have been tested by an independent lab.
Tested for what, though?
Specifically, that they're made without certain things we definitely don't want, like formaldehyde.
Okay, good.
Heavy metals like lead or mercury, ozone depleters, and certain phthalates. Plus, it means they have low VOC emissions.
VOCs, volatile organic compounds. Right, so better indoor air quality, essentially. Fewer chemicals floating around.
Exactly. It's about what you're not being exposed to while you sleep for, you know, 8 hours a night.
And speaking of emissions, there's another certification mentioned, GreenGuard Gold. That sounds even more serious.
It is, yeah. GreenGuard Gold is like another level up in terms of strictness for emissions.
How so?
It tests for, get this, over 360 different VOCs and chemical emissions. It sets really low thresholds.
Wow, over 360. Okay, so that's quite comprehensive.
It really is. It means the mattress contributes very little to indoor air pollution.
So for you listening, that translates to a healthier room, especially if you have sensitivities.
Yeah, precisely. If you deal with allergies or asthma, or you're just generally concerned about chemicals in your home, that GreenGuard Gold label is pretty strong reassurance. It's a tough standard to meet.
Okay. Now, something almost everyone asks about with new mattresses, especially bed-in-a-box types, that smell, off-gassing.
Ah, the new mattress smell.
Yes. Does the Lisa have it? And are those certifications relevant here?
So the info suggests you might notice a slight smell initially. Pretty common with vacuum-sealed products.
Right.
But it's supposed to fade quickly, like a few hours or maybe a couple of days. Importantly, the CertiPure US certification means that any off-gassing isn't releasing those harmful substances they test for.
Gotcha. So maybe a bit of a smell, but not the toxic kind?
Correct. And a simple tip mentioned is just to, you know, open a window, let the room air out for a bit. Helps it dissipate faster.
Good practical advice. Okay, let's talk allergies. Some people react to latex, for instance.
Right, and Lisa mattresses are latex-free. That's a clear plus for anyone with a latex allergy.
Good to know. What else makes it potentially good for allergy sufferers?
Well, they talk about using breathable and eco-friendly materials generally. The idea is better airflow, which can help keep things like dust mites less happy, you know?
Okay.
And again, not having fiberglass is a bonus here too, especially for respiratory concerns or skin sensitivities. It just removes a potential irritant from the equation.
So putting it all together, low VOCs, no fiberglass, no latex. Seems like it lines up well for, say, kids' rooms or people who are generally sensitive.
It does seem designed with that in mind, yeah. The information also mentions avoiding harsh adhesives or toxic glues.
Oh, okay.
So fewer fumes, fewer potential reactions. The certifications really back up the focus on health and safety.
Now, lots of brands throw around terms like non-toxic or safe. How does Lisa stack up when you compare it based on this info?
I think the key difference highlighted is the specificity of the certifications.
Yeah.
Going beyond just saying non-toxic to actually having that Green Guard Gold testing for hundreds of specific chemicals. That's a higher bar.
Right. It's verifiable.
Exactly. And the specific choice to use rayon instead of fiberglass for the fire barrier is another differentiator mentioned compared to some other mattresses out there.
And what about manufacturing? Does that play a role?
Well, it's mentioned that all Lisa mattresses are made in the USA.
Okay.
Which can often mean more consistent oversight on materials and quality control compared to some overseas manufacturing. The company's transparency and social impact stuff, like donations, are also touched upon, sort of building a bigger picture.
Right, the overall company ethos. Can we quickly touch on the layers, just briefly, what's inside?
Sure. So there's a soft knit cover on top, described as breathable.
Okay.
Then there's sort of special comfort foam, also meant to be breathable, provide cooling and bounce.
Cooling is good. Memory foam can get hot.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Under that, there's a memory foam layer for pressure relief, that contouring feel, and then a base layer, high density foam for support and durability. Make sure the mattress doesn't sag.
And all these layers are inside that round fire barrier, and the foams are CertiPure US certified.
Correct. The whole package is designed with those safety standards applied throughout.
You mentioned cooling. Let's circle back to temperature. Is that considered a safety aspect too, in a way?
You could argue that, yeah. I mean, consistent, comfortable sleep is vital for health.
Yeah.
The info says Lisa is designed to be cooler than, say, traditional dense memory foams.
No.
That breathable top foam layer is key. It allows for more air circulation, trying to prevent heat buildup.
So less waking up sweaty.
That's the goal. While any foam mattress can retain some heat, Lisa seems engineered to manage it better than many all foam options. Better sleep quality contributes to overall well-being.
Okay, that makes sense. So wrapping this all up, it really sounds like the Lisa Original isn't just about comfort, but there's a very deliberate focus on safety through materials and these third-party checks.
Absolutely. You've got the CertiPure US foams checking for harmful chemicals. Mm. You've got the rayon fire barrier avoiding fiberglass. And then you've got the Green Guard Gold looking really closely at overall emissions. It paints a picture of a mattress built with health in mind.
Right. It seems like they're trying to offer peace of mind alongside the comfort.
That's a good way to put it. For anyone out there prioritizing safety, maybe for your family or because of your own sensitivities, the Lisa Original presents a pretty strong case based on these features.
Definitely sounds like a compelling option to look into if those are your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Great discussion. And one last time, if you want to learn more or maybe snag a deal, make sure you check out those exclusive discount links you'll find with this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.